This is KUT. From lower wages to higher interest rates for loans, minority business owners in Austin often face disproportionate challenges. But as KUT's Saida Hassan reports, city staff are working to help those businesses find more opportunities to work with the city of Austin.
The walls of Rama Thiru's North Austin home are filled with original paintings and pictures she's taken during her 30 years as a photographer. She got her start shooting industrial sites in India, photographing workers and heavy machinery on factory floors. She hoped to continue that work when she immigrated to Austin about 20 years ago, but she didn't find much opportunity. Sometimes she didn't feel taken seriously.
When I came here, I thought I'll find some industrial work, and every time I took my photography, they were asking me if I was an agent for some other photographer, and some people said didn't want to work with women, you know, 20 years ago. It was shocking because in India, I didn't have that problem.
Thiru eventually took a job managing the photo studio at a JCPenney, but she wanted to continue her artistic work. Then one day, a city employee told her about the Minority and Women-Owned Business Enterprise Program. It helps disadvantaged business owners find opportunities to work with the city. Thiru registered right away, and soon she was getting calls to shoot construction projects all around Austin.
Recently, I went and worked 200 feet underground in a tunnel, go in a basket. It was all so exciting, going down in the basket, go walk down the tunnel and take some interesting photographs.
Today, Thiru is one of 874 minority and women business owners certified by the city. The program gives Austin legal authority to set goals for awarding contracts to those businesses, which often face challenges finding job opportunities. Veronica Briceño is director of the city's small and minority business department.
Access to capital, access to bonding, and then just an opportunity to get their foot through the door and work with businesses that might not historically have worked with minority and women-owned businesses.
Here's how the program works. When the city awards a contract for a major project, it can set goals for a number of that project's subcontracts to go to minority or women-owned businesses. The goals vary by project, depending on the number of available businesses that do the kind of work needed.
So, for example, if we are building a gym, we want to make sure that we're looking at the things that are going to come into play in building that gym, the lumber, the flooring, that sort of thing, and then the number of certified firms in those areas.
After last year's passage of a major transportation bond, Briceño says they're focusing on reaching out to minority contractors about work opportunities. Her office is holding a workshop next Tuesday to teach business owners how to get certified. Saida Hassan, KUT News.